the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kourtney Kardashian says her ex, Scott Disick, has changed and that things are going well between them.
We get along really well. I feel like we travel together with the kids. He definitely makes it clear that the kids are his priority, and he checks in with me every morning, you know, throughout the day, every night, just to make sure that I'm good and that, you know, the kids are good. And it's just, it's such a nice change. I feel like he's finally grown up.
She also talked about her sister, Chloe, dealing with her ex, Tristan Thompson.
I know what it's like to want to make your family, you know, stay together.
Yeah.
Because I worked really hard at that for many years. But it's like, this is what's happening right now. I think she's really good at dealing with her emotions. And I think moments like this, like, really bring our family closer together. And, like, you know, you realize how important family is.
Pink opened up about suffering several miscarriages at the age of 17. In an interview with USA Today, Pink says it's important to talk about what you're ashamed of, who you really are, and the painful things. She also says that the only way she got through it was with music and going to therapy. She talked about seeing a therapist and said, although that's uncomfortable and painful, it gives you something to work with. I think the reason I can go to such uncomfortable places and be so honest is because I have a really healthy sense of humor. She is performing in Indianapolis tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Actress Rosario Dawson, who's dating Democratic presidential hopeful Cory Booker, drinks clay as part of her morning self-care routine. She opened up about her beauty and wellness routines in an interview. She said she takes multiple vitamins and has added drinking clay to her routine. She said that there's really good, fine, food-grade clay that helps to clean out your system and rid you of parasites.
Nasty. I've heard about that. When I was in Costa Rica, we were like traveling through stuff and some waterfalls. The guy's like, you guys want some clay?
Nasty.
And he's, but they say it's good. Have you tried it?
No, I won't either.
Don't knock it till you try it.
She said she does try to be a morning person, but claims that all of her family members and her boyfriend Corey are night owls. A San Francisco 49ers draft pick was thanked in a series of tweets after a dad revealed on Saturday that the linebacker put his dreams on the line to save his daughter during a party at the University of Arkansas 4 years ago. Dre Greenlaw, a fifth-round pick, was an underage freshman attending a kegger where the dad said his daughter had become incapacitated. On Twitter, the dad said an unfamiliar man slipped something in her drink, and when that guy tried to steer his daughter out the door, Greenlaw stopped the guy and said, "She's not going anywhere." Greenlaw acknowledged the dad's story by retweeting a couple of the dad's tweets, but he has yet to formally provide a comment on the incident. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, and just the fact that he waited that long, and then after the fact, he didn't have to say it all those years later, but he did.
Yeah.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.